Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more. Because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Happy Savior's Day. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We're excited about tonight's show because we are going to talk about the communications poor aspect of separating and building our own communities. We in the Time to Leave movement are part of a greater community, a national community, a worldwide community of black people and Muslims in particular. And one of the things that keeps our community together, that keeps us informed, is the number one means of communication, the print media, which is the Final Call newspaper. If you have, if you're going to have a community, you have to have a means of communication, especially if you're going to have a broad communication. And for the last 40 years, we've had a supreme print communication that we are celebrating this year at Founders Day. I'm not going to go into it too much. I'm going to let tonight's host talk about it more, and he will also bring out our special guest for tonight. So I'm going to open Dr. Bridges' mic.
Assalamu alaikum, sir. Well, it's Savior's Day, sir. Not Founders Day. Founders Day is in July.
Did I say Founders Day?
Yes, sir. You said Founders Day. But it's Savior's Day.
I am confused. It's Savior's Day. I am
okay.
Confused.
That's okay.
Yes, sir.
That's okay. Is brother, Brother Richard on?
What is this? Do you have the, what area code is he calling from?
It should be from 773.
Okay.
What do you have?
I don't see a 773. Brother Richard, if you are on the line, if you can press the 1 on your dial so that we can identify your phone number. So as of now, I don't have a 773 number.
Okay. Let me see. Let me see if I can call him. Okay.
Okay.
So,
yes,
keep things going. I'm about to get off and call him. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So now, brothers and sisters, as you hear, we have our special guest, who is the editor, the chief editor of the Final Call newspaper, Brother Richard B. Muhammad. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the Final Call newspaper, and we are observing a special celebration, and particularly at Savior's Day. At Savior's Day, we are looking at a special celebration to recognize and to actually celebrate the accomplishment of the Final Call, the accomplishment of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan sacrificing for this newspaper, putting up his home and mortgaging his home to finance the newspaper back in 1979. So this is definitely an anniversary worth recognizing. And so, as I was saying earlier, as independent communities, as separate communities, as we try to do for self by separating into our own communities and controlling our own communities, we need to keep abreast of what's going on in other communities and other black people. We need to keep informed of what's going on with our people locally. We need to stay informed nationally and even internationally. And we can depend on others, print media and internet. However, sometimes it's controlled. It's often controlled. And so we have our Dr. Richard Baklami being on.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Did he come on yet?
I don't see a 773 number.
What about 312?
No, sir. Brother Richard, if you're on, press the 1 on your dial so we can recognize your phone, sir. Press the 1 on your keypad so we can recognize your dial. Your phone number.
Let me hit him with a text now. Let me try a text.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's try a text. I can do that while you're still on.
Yes, sir. So I was saying that as we build our communities, we have to stay in touch and contact locally, nationally, and internationally so that we know what other communities are doing. Also, we need reliable, trustworthy media that has our interests at heart. The mainstream media does not have our interest at heart. The one thing, one of the few things that I can agree with President Donald Trump is that the media is often a fake media. They've often misrepresented, more so than not, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and what the Nation of Islam stands for. So we are definitely victims of that part of fake news.
Give me a number so I can pull it in. Write it in.
What number?
To the show.
Oh,
to this show.
Yes, sir. It's 563-999-3656.
3656. Okay, I'm sending that to him now. Okay. You know, one thing about dealing with busy people, it's hard to track them down. And the people who ain't busy, they're not interested. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
People who are busy, it's hard to track them down. And people who have a lot of time are not interested in getting no information, because if they get information, then that might make them get up and want to do something, and they don't really want to do it. This is why Mr. Farrakhan and Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, understood the necessity of a newspaper because, like Mr. Farrakhan said, this gives you a common agenda, a common culture, a common point of view, so that, you know, what I see, you see, and therefore when we see the same thing, then we're more likely to want to do the same thing about it. In other words, if it's good, we want to applaud, and if it's bad, we want to fix it.
Yes, sir.
So in developing a common culture, because action follows culture, okay, because culture lets you know what's good and bad, and then if it's good, you want to increase it. If it's bad, you want to decrease it. But if you don't have a culture that tells you what is good and bad, then you just sit there like a lump on the log because nothing means anything to you. And this society has got us sitting on the side of the bay watching the ships roll away, okay? Because
That's
we don't
right.
have a point of view. We don't have a culture. We don't know what's good, what's bad. We're confused. I mean, we're confused as to our gender now. You know, am I really a man?
Yes, sir.
Or was I supposed to be a woman? What? And you got many people supposedly confused. And there was an article somebody posted today, and I reposted it because it was a good article. It was talking about a 1934 study, which showed that when a society breaks down morally in terms of the monogamy, the male-female relationship, one man, one wife, and they start going outside of the marriage, then the civilization falls apart. So
wow.
This is Brother Richard right now. He's calling me. Let me check him out right quick.
Yes, sir. So Dr. Richard was talking about the destruction of society, how we deviate from the way that Allah, God, has designed for man and woman and family to evolve. When you deviate, then there's no more evolution. The family doesn't perpetuate itself. And that's true for the family. It's true for us as individuals. If we do not evolve and grow as Allah, God, has ordained us to, then we will go backwards. We will go backwards, you know, as individuals and as communities. So that's why we need a communications medium that not only talks about the news, not only talks about history or finance, it also talks about moral character. Yes, sir.
I just talked with him. He should be hitting you up right now. From a 312.
From a 312.
Yes.
Brother Richard, if you're on the line, go ahead and press that 1 on your dial, Brother Richard, so we can see your number. I can open your mic. Brother Richard, if you're on the line, press the 1 on your keypad. And let's see.
No, they don't see it yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I don't see a 213 at all.
No, 312.
312? Don't see a 312 either.
Okay. Well, he just called
Brother
me.
Richard?
On
okay, the... he's on. He's on. I'm opening his mic.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Richard.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm better now that you're on the line. We're so glad to hear from you, brother. I know you're so busy.
Brother,
I was telling the people that you can't catch up with busy people, and people who ain't doing nothing ain't interested.
Brother, thank you for having me. Man, we
yes,
really appreciate it. Apologize for being late. We're actually still at the final call working. We will be here. Hold on. Did you order? I'm sorry. We trying to do.
No, it's okay.
Three,
four, see, this is real, bro. This is real talk.
Yeah.
This is reality, but, man. This is reality radio.
So we still at the office and we'll be here for a while. But you know, we appreciate you having us on and having the opportunity to talk about really a great event.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's really great that we're having this discussion tonight because we're actually up against a deadline in terms of being able to order tickets because we got to get a caterer a number in terms of meals. So it's very important for everybody to understand. If you want tickets, go to NOI.org, go down to the little section that says Final Call 40th Dinner, click there and order your tickets and do your meal choice. I really have to admit that it's really been over the last week or so that the magnitude of this anniversary has really been striking me fully.
Yes, yes.
That number 40 has different significance in Scripture, in the Bible, in the Holy Quran, and I'm not going to pretend that I know all of what they mean, but Moses, I think it was Jesus that fasted in the wilderness for 40 days. The Savior said that he would climb a mountain 40 miles high just to teach one. So there's something about that number 40 that has a particular significance. And when you look at a publication, or really when you look at the life of an individual, when you hit 40, you expect somebody who's mature, somebody who's
That's
responsible,
right.
and someone who is really entering into, if they have not entered into that, really entering into a particular moment in life where their contribution, their legacy, they will start at least to put that forward. So when you look at a publication, after 40 years, you would expect that it would be mature, that it would be grounded, that it would know what its mission is, it would know what its calling is, and it would be delivering now that which is intrinsic to its survival. So as we mark 40 years of the Final Call, for those of us who remember, Emerge magazine is not here. Sister to Sister with Jamie Foster Brown is no longer here. I don't think Rap-A-Lot magazine, I don't think is here. And thousands of newspapers have literally gone out of business. But we are here. Because we are committed and connected to a mission, and that mission being the full liberation and resurrection of our people. So in my mind, if the only people who are outselling newspapers are the mighty men of the FOI, then maybe Allah is clearing the deck so that his messengers will be very easily identified. His little messengers. Because
we're
taught that at a certain point in the judgment that there would be people out on the street and they would direct you to places of safety based on asking you questions. I would humbly submit that the brothers of the FOI are doing that to a degree right now as they're talking to people, engaging people, calling people to truth, sometimes mediating disputes, sharing a word with somebody who's despondent and on edge. The Final Call is like a finely tuned instrument. And the brothers know how to wield this instrument skillfully. And they wield it in such a way that they begin to unlock the rusty locks that are on the minds of our people. So February 21st, we have the opportunity to celebrate that achievement, to celebrate four decades of work. That's Friday night. It's a Friday night.
21st.
Friday
night. Okay, what time?
And doors will open at 6, and we want everybody there at 6. Don't be fashionably late.
Come on.
Because we need to get everybody in.
Get
them seated. We're on a very tight timeline because we don't want to keep the minister out late. We don't want to exhaust him. You got to be up early the next morning for FOI and MGT class.
That's right.
So we got a very tight timeline.
And what's that,
The deadline is really tomorrow.
Wow.
So I would say between tonight and as early as possible tomorrow, buy your tickets.
Okay.
Buy your tickets.
Well, I'm gonna do my email been down for 3 days, but we just got me a new email address, so I got it attached to my PayPal, so I can go ahead and get it done now. But yeah, everybody know that you gotta get it done. Ain't nobody walking up to the door talking about letting me in.
If you got 1,000 people, right? The time tomorrow is critical because our caterer, and I have to say the food is going to be excellent. Because I was blessed to go up with a tasting with Brother Abdul Arif Muhammad, and we had some of the members of the Mighty MGT at the tasting. So they gave the chef a little advice about how the food should be cooked.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be great. Fish, salmon.
Okay.
I'm sorry, salmon, chicken, and a nice vegetarian dish. It won't be just pasta with some oregano on top. So I think if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, I think you're going to enjoy the meal that you're going to get.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. And you know, the be there in the presence of brothers and sisters who love you and love each other, there's a taste of heaven. You'll either taste it with your mouth and also with your feelings, you know.
Yes.
You know, going back to what you said, brother, about them brothers on the corner, you know, when we out there in that corner, man, sometimes we get some negative vibrations, but you know, we suck up those negative vibrations and give back a positive vibration. And really, FOI are little saviors. Because if you turn a negative vibration into a positive vibration, then when that person goes away towards other people, he might go with a positive vibration instead of a negative vibration, and that negative vibration could have gotten he or her killed.
Absolutely.
So,
you
know, yes, sir. So the brothers
do
a great service by not only delivering the paper, but delivering the spirit that goes along with the paper, because it all comes from that same source. It's not just news, it's good news.
Absolutely. And that good news and that ability, I mean, you look at the FOI. So in a world where people are wearing workout suits,
come on,
but they're overweight because they ain't working out.
Uh-oh.
Here are these men, well-dressed, sharp, clean. I would say coming out of GQ, but they look so good, they got to be coming out of the black Q.
Come on now.
And so they are distinguished. In a world where the tendency is not to dress up, people don't even dress up to go to work anymore. School teachers don't even dress up to go to school. But here are these men following don't get dressed up no more. So here are these men following in the example and the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the guidance of Minister Farrakhan, and here we stand. And so children look at these brothers and marvel.
Others
look at them and are amazed. And the funny thing is, you can be on a spot for years, which many of the brothers are, months, weeks, and if you're not there, and the same person can walk by you every week, and you can offer them the paper every week, and they can say no. But let your presence be, you be absent.
Come on.
And they will ask you, where have you been? Because there's something about the reassurance that your being out there with that paper represents.
Right.
So these are the types of things that we recognize, that we see, that we celebrate. And we want every brother, every sister to
feel that
this is your night, to feel that this is your accomplishment, to feel that this is an opportunity for us to be together and to thank the man of truth.
Come on now.
The man who mortgaged his home in 1979, probably his only asset.
Give us
his only asset.
That's right.
He mortgaged
That's right.
his home to start the final
That's right.
call, and the final call starts operating out of the basement of his home. His daughter, Donna, is a typesetter. His brother, Mustafa, helps take the papers to the post office. Mother Khadija Farrakhan, the wonderful wife of our minister, is there helping with operations and counting money and supervising. Mm. And so this is an endeavor rooted in truth, rooted in love, and rooted in moving us forward. Just 5 years ago at 10/10/15, it looked like the minister would be speaking to millions direct, flying over the head of the mainstream media through social media. But yet over the last year and a half, we have seen them try to blunt his voice, ban him on social media. But in 1979, he gave us our own platform, the final call. And we will never, now we will fight for him to be everywhere because he deserves to be everywhere. And when he's not there, our people and other people suffer. So we will fight for his right to be everywhere because the people have a right to know and a right to understand and a right to make a choice. But we will never our ability to tell our own story, control our own narrative, represent who we are, and defend our minister. We will never cede that to anyone.
That's right.
So here we are with the print edition of The Final Call, the website with The Final Call, the digital edition with The Final Call, even social media presence with The Final Call. So
that's right.
I call The Final Call our platform. Past, present, and future.
That's right. Now, brother, that coup, I call it a coup, that Mr. Farrakhan did in Detroit at Aretha Franklin's funeral, where he gave out 90,000 final calls with her angelic picture on the front.
Yes.
Man, that was absolutely remarkable.
Absolutely. I mean, it was and we actually did, I think we did back-to-back covers with her. Or no, we didn't. But that picture, brother, of her was so beautiful. And these pictures cost money.
Yes, right. Come
on. And a picture like that, which you did not see many places.
Right. First time I saw that
picture. That picture costs money.
Wow.
But we paid the money on the first print run, and we paid again on the second print run where the minister gave the paper away for free, first of all, because we're not thieves. But secondly, we don't ever want to act in a way that could put the paper in danger. But the people were so happy, and it was such a representation of Aretha. People loved it. And that decision to give away 90,000, that just came from the heart of Minister Farrakhan. There was no let's sit down and talk about this and strategize on how we're going to do it and how much it's going to cost and what we're going to do now and what's going to come back later and how we're going to do that. There was none of that. There was simply from his heart to the hearts of our people in Detroit and a desire where he decided, working with our great General Manager Abdul Rasul Muhammad, and talking to Brother Rasul, and he asked me, I was blessed to have the conversation, and I remember he said, well, brother, because we didn't start at 90. He said to me, well, brother, do you think 50,000 is too many? I said, Brother Minister, we're giving the papers away. I said, 50,000 might be a challenge, but I said, there's nothing we can't do. And I'll be out on the street myself handing it out to make sure that we do it. So we started at 50, and with the work of the brothers and the sisters,
Come on now.
Putting the paper out. And so it got to be not 50, not 60, not 70, not 80, but 90,000 at a time now, remember, the passing of Aretha Franklin, a lot of people were selling merchandise, you know, because this is a historic event. But here was a man initially the brothers sold the paper, of course, because it was our regular press run. But right. there seems to be a need and a clamor for the final call. The minister responds not with a second printing where we charge money, but a second printing where he gives it away for free.
Wow.
And I always say to people, remember, free is really not free. Free just means that you didn't pay for it, but always remember
on,
somebody else did.
Somebody else paid. Praise be to Allah. Well, that was just so beautiful. And that picture that he showed of her is something that people are going to, as a keepsake, they're going to keep that. And that's
Absolutely.
How they're going to remember her, you know?
Yes.
Taking our great ones and projecting the best of them for the
Absolutely.
Legacy.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
Absolutely.
He's a beautiful brother. And so then we will get a chance. Now, he said he's going to be there Friday night. Inshallah.
Oh, be there. Be there. Brother,
he's
going to be there by Allah's grace and speak.
What?
And is looking forward to speaking.
Oh, praise due to Allah. That's what I'm talking
about. We don't want to work him all night.
Right.
But if he just gives us 5 minutes, that'll be enough. And I'm hoping
right.
that the evening is so beautiful that that he's even more inspired, even
right.
more uplifted, and, you know, that the Spirit of Allah just takes him and he gives us a good word, even though it's short,
mm-hmm.
and he can
right.
rest. But hopefully
right.
he can rest assured seeing that we are committed
right.
to keeping the final call strong and continuing
right.
to develop it into a global
mm-hmm.
news operation.
Well, I really encourage the people to be there because the minister loves us. And for him to see us there with our smiling faces and looking good makes him feel good because he really loves us. I mean, I'm gonna say this little piece here, Brother Richard, that you might not know about when I went with the minister in 2006 down to Cuba. And the minister, he was really sick, but he was going almost every day into the hospitals in Cuba. And Cuba has the best doctors and hospitals in the world.
Mm.
And I tell you, if it was me, you know, okay. So even the day that we left, he came in his house shoes and coat to our hotel to see us all because he couldn't sleep all night because of the pain. And so we left, and we left him there. And I was thinking to myself, now, if that was me with Castro offering him a mansion and a mosque and with the doctors, I would have said, listen, I would be seeing y'all on the satellite. I love y'all, American black man. But, you know, I'll see you. And maybe once a year, you know what I mean, I'll come up there, maybe Savior's Day, and see y'all. But the rest of the time, you know, I love y'all, man. But look, man, everything's real. It's
mm-hmm.
heaven down here for me. But no,
yes,
he
sir.
Came back, brother. He
yes,
came
sir.
Back. I'm trying to understand his love. I really am trying
yes,
to
sir.
Understand. Now, I ain't got it yet. You know, I'll tell you straight up, I ain't got that type of love yet. But I'm trying to understand his love for us. It
yes,
is
sir.
Tremendous. And
yes,
his
sir.
Love just makes me wonder at the idea of what love is. So, yeah, inshallah, you know, I'll be there and not be square. And see him there and help bring a smile on his face as he graces us with the grace. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
He is grace. He
Absolutely.
Is grace. And that paper, and what's beautiful about our paper, too, you know, in that inside cover of the final call is really the theme this year for Savior's Day, which is the Muslim program, what the Muslims
Absolutely.
Want, what the Muslims believe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no mystery as to what we are about. It's right there in plain black and white in every paper. Everybody know. People try to act like they don't know. Everybody know what we are about. It's no secret. We're not hiding nothing. We're not
That's
a secret
right.
organization. It's right there in
That's
the
right.
paper every week.
That's right.
For you to see and make your decision and your choice. But it ain't like you don't know.
Yeah.
You can read. It's right there every
yeah.
day. So like you said,
yeah.
Brother,
yeah.
the brother are out there on that corner, they passing this information around for you to grab hold to and to keep themselves in the right direction and not go down with this beast And this is, I mean, this that silly stuff about that impeachment. Y'all don't know. I think Kenan on Saturday Night Live, Kenan said a couple of months ago, he said about the impeachment, ain't nothing going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing happen. And guess what? Ain't nothing happen. So
nothing.
Mr. Farrakhan said that Trump's going to take America to hell in a rocket ship. Mm-hmm. And, boy, he got it cranked up. And we have better pick up with Mr. Farrakhan and not get dragged down in the wake. Because this bad boy is sinking. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Well, no, I
Absolutely.
Know you're busy, brother. And I don't want to hold you up all night, even though we could go all night. I mean, you can stay on all you want. You know what I mean? I don't want to. Because I know you, man, listen. I don't know how you do it, Brother Richard. I know a little bit of what you have to go through to keep that thing rolling like that.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, you'd be right up to the deadlines, and then something happens, and then you got to change all that and put the other stuff in because of something that happened, and you're trying to be a – man,
yes,
I got to hand it to y'all. I got to hand it to y'all, man, of the great work that you all do each and every week. You don't skip a beat. And we be out, and you have it right out there on the street, and the people be looking. Like you said, sometimes they act like that they don't care, but you not be there for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's
right. So our people, you know, they just scared, brother. They just scared.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. I'm gonna say this. A lot of black people are afraid to love Farrakhan because they're afraid of harm may come to him.
Yeah.
And so they act like they don't love him because they figure if they show too much love, somebody might kill him.
Yeah. Yes,
because
sir.
Of the history.
Yes, sir.
Our history.
Yes,
of what
sir.
They do to our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're afraid
mm-hmm.
to show forth their love to Minister Farrakhan because they're so afraid that somebody
mm-hmm.
going to kill him because they don't quite believe as we believe in terms of the protection that he has from God. And so they're just looking at what the enemy does to everybody else, and they're just frightened. So we just got to be strong for them until they're able to see and reach out and take the hand of their brother who loves them, and he will love to see them get through this because he's out
Absolutely.
Here for us, not for himself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, crazy.
And there's such love, like you said, there are those who fear showing their love, and then there are those who love intensely and love showing their love and admiration for the minister.
Yes, that's
as
right.
As someone
that's
who
right.
has been independent, strong,
mm-hmm.
60, over 60 years. We're
mm-hmm.
talking
mm-hmm.
now 44 years absent the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking
yes.
about, I believe, 65 years of ministry. I
65
believe.
Years.
We're talking
That's
about
right.
2020 being the 90th anniversary of the coming of the Mahdi.
Mm. Mm.
We're talking about at Savior's Day, a great separation town hall meeting led by Dr. Ava Muhammad. So you got to go to NOI.org, get your ticket
right.
for the banquet, make your way to Detroit, and I guarantee you, and it's for everybody. You don't have to call yourself a Muslim. All you have to do is be black and show up. And I'm telling
That's
you,
right.
you will be in a place there won't be no extra police. You probably won't see a police officer. And if I was a police officer in Detroit, I would be asking, okay, I want to work the Muslim convention.
Come on.
Because
so
you
I
ain't going to have nothing to do. You can sleep.
So
you
can
sleep. Read a book. You know.
That's right.
Because we're self-respecting, self-policing. There's
That's
love there. I mean, I don't think there's anything like it, frankly, because generally when you have a big black event and it's
Come
social,
on.
You usually got problems with a lot of police.
Right. Come on.
You got the hotels. I need to see your wristband before you can come in.
Right.
Here. Then
right.
you got some of the ways that we disrespect and mistreat one another. I'm saying none of that at Savior's Day. Your wife
That's
won't
right.
be disrespected. Your daughter won't be propositioned. Nobody's
right.
going to be hitting on your husband or your niece or your nephew.
Mm-hmm.
The greetings
right.
will be, as the Quran says, peace, peace, and positivity so much the whole weekend. Movie screenings, the great grill competition. There's a youth mini conference that runs that Friday. So get in there. But come on down, NOI.org. Get those tickets to the banquet. It's only 140th anniversary. You don't want to miss it.
That's right. And don't and come on down to the vending area for the final
That's,
call.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all
Man.
The books, all the tapes, the DVDs. You know what I mean?
And almost endless amount of other black business people. All together. You can get a hair. I mean, if it was like the last year, you can get
come
a haircut.
Now.
You can
come
buy some
now.
Suits. You can,
come on now.
Man, everything almost is there for us.
That's right.
By us.
That's right. It's a touch of heaven, man. I call that, you know, Savior's Day is what the hereafter will be like once we get together. We have
that's
Savior's
right.
Day every day because
that's
what it's going to be like.
That's absolutely right. That's
absolutely
right.
And the final
right.
call is that clarion call to lead us that way.
Yes, it's sir.
Towards self and kind so we can have yours and mine because it is nation time.
All right, and brother. Thank you. Thank you
thank
for having
you so
me.
Much. And you go there and you do that hard work. Cause you do the hard work for us, my brother. And give the greetings to everybody there at the final call. Tell them to Dr. Richie, go send them a watermelon. Inshallah.
Man, all right now. Oh, all right.
All right.
Looking forward to that myself. Thank you.
That's right.
NOI.org, get those tickets. Come on down and enjoy yourself. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Okay, brother, brother Carlton. I didn't really give a chance for people to call ask questions because I really felt that he needed to
yes,
get off
sir.
The line because
yes sir well we do
you know, go ahead
yeah we do have someone who is waiting in line to ask a question
well maybe we can answer the questions you got information about the event it's a Friday night at the six can be there at 6 o'clock on Friday night. For the dinner, and make sure that you do it between tonight and tomorrow. Go online and go ahead and order your ticket. But yes, put the people on, Brother Carlton.
Sir?
Yeah, put the person on who has a question.
Okay, yes, sir. Caller with the last four digits, 6783, we appreciate your patience. Do you want to ask your question now?
Yeah. As-salamu alaykum, sir.
As-salamu alaykum,
sir.
Yes, sir. I was hoping that when you come to Detroit, I could order some things from you that I really need and haven't been able to get from Staple Goods. But if it's too much trouble, that's okay.
Well, we're gonna have some flour, cream of wheat, muffin mix, and some beans and some honey. We're gonna have a few things.
Yes, sir.
Up there, but it's first come, first serve, because we can't be taking orders and holding things for people. But we'll pack up the trailer with as much stuff as we can. But
if I was to send the money to the farm, that would give me the jump on.
No, it won't. No, because I'm not. We don't have. It's not. We're not gonna have. You know. I might not be there. Somebody else might be there and trying to keep up with people's orders.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
No, it's first comes, first serve, and it's cash on delivery. Get there as early as you can. We're going to set up Thursday morning, so that means that after 10, 11 o'clock, it'll be set up on Thursday. So I tell people, come on, and we'll have as much as we can get in there, but we can't be trying to hold stuff for people because you don't have a whole lot of room back there behind that table.
To hold stuff,
and people come in with their coat, and they put the coat over the stuff, and then you can't find the stuff because under somebody's coat.
Yes, sir.
We tried that. Been there, done that. Ain't trying to do that no more.
I know that's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Get there as soon as possible.
We're
going to try to have as much as we can. You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Sir. Thank you. Awesome. Aleem
Salaam. Yeah, calls, Brother Carlton, it could be people like you and Sister Majida and Sister Pamelia and Brother William behind that table and Sister Ann and trying
yes,
to keep
sir.
Up with somebody who ordered something and you know what I'm talking about? And then people want to buy stuff and tell them to hold it. Delta Hotel. No.
No.
Ten.
That's right.
Take it. You
that's
find
right.
some place else. Put it in your hotel. We can't keep up with that.
But you and Sister Ann go to the trouble of growing it, milling it, packaging it, and driving it all the way from Brownwood to Chicago.
Come on now.
Man, you all better get there and shoot. The vending opens Friday morning. If you can get there Friday morning, that's what I would do. First come, first serve. Doc, can you tell us a little bit about the Ministry of Agriculture workshop?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have – now, I can't tell you what day or time, but it'll
oh,
either be
okay.
Friday or Saturday. They haven't told me yet, so I don't know what days will be, Friday or Saturday. But we are going to have a Ministry of Agriculture workshop, and our theme is going to be that the farm is the engine for our national life. And we're going to have Sister Majida is going to be talking about how to build a bakery using the Muhammad Farms wheat. Sister Ann is going to talk about the staple goods project. Brother Abdul Malik, Sharif Abdul Malik, is going to be there to talk about, buying black, and also about he's setting up a grocery store chain. That's his next goal.
Mm.
And he'll be there talking about that. And then we have Brother Sean Seals Muhammad from Mississippi, who is a contractor, and they are already in the process of building a community, a black community.
Wow.
So, we talk, and Brother Gerald's going to be there to discuss his the product that him and his wife produce, which you know, you're supposed to hold it for a disaster. It is freeze-dried navy bean soup. But people,
right.
I told him, bring a whole lot of Savior's Day, because people, now, except for Friday night, where they have the banquet, then you got trying to find something to eat, on Thursday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, if you're still there, and you can get the packages of bean soup. Okay, now listen up very carefully,
sir.
Y'all. What you can do, that in your hotel room, you're going to have a coffee maker. So all you have to do is don't put coffee in it, but use that to heat your water up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got the hot water. All you have to do is mix your bean soup, mix with the hot water, and you got a meal.
Okay.
And, y'all hear what I said? You get your freeze dried bean soup, and you can have four people, or it's four cups of four bowls of soup you can get out of one bag. So that means that you can have a meal right there in your hotel room, using the hot water from the coffee maker, but don't put no coffee in there. Don't put the coffee. Don't stick in the coffee or the tea, y'all. Okay, don't do that. But then it can make the hot water, which then you can use to make your soup.
That's
so
it. The comfort of your own room.
Comfort of your own room. Thanks to you. Thanks to the Ministry of Agriculture and Brothers
right.
Gerald and Sister, what's his wife's name?
Linda.
Linda. This is Brother Gerald and Linda out of Mississippi. The product, something you can use to not pay them tremendous, unnecessary, high-priced prices at places you don't know. You can do it right there in your room, and you ain't bringing it. It ain't bringing in no. You ain't got to bring in no cooking utensils. You know they don't allow you to do that. So you can just use what they gave you, which is the what?
A plastic
coffee
spoon.
Don't in the plastic spoon, but don't put the coffee in the coffee maker. Y'all. Just the hot water. Okay. Then when it comes out, now you got your water for your beans. So you see, I don't know where I got it from, Merkle A&T or the Boy Scouts or at the farm, but it's called functional thinking. or it's called making do, or it's called nigger rig, or it's called
okay.
engineering, or it's called making it happen. All right? So we just telling y'all now how to make it happen in your room with what's available to you, the coffee machine and your navy bean soup, freeze-dried soup. So that's just an idea. Okay? But,
and your ooh. Crackers and your rolls.
Ooh. Are we going to have any MF crackers?
We're going to have crackers. Yes, sir. The MF, the famous MF crackers is going to be there.
The famous Muhammad Farms crackers are going to be
That's
there.
Right.
And as they say, the only good cracker is an MF cracker.
That's
and we're going to have some MF Muhammad Farms crackers for you, and we're going to have rolls from the Bronwood Bakery and some granola. Is that right?
Yep. Granola,
and all that. You can find that at the Muhammad Farms / Time to Leave. We have two spots right next to each other for Muhammad Farms and Time to Leave. And also at the booth, we're going to have a survey that was developed by one of our committees on what's the name of the survey? What's the name of the survey, Brother Carlton?
Sister Andre. That's Sister Andrea. Sister Andrea is having a survey, and it's going to be the Assisted Living Community Building Survey. And
okay.
Sister Ann must have heard her struggling. She left. She pushed her talk button. I'm going to open her mic. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ann.
Yeah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Did you call?
Pardon?
I mean, you pushed
yes,
the voice.
Ma'am,
you got
open your mic.
You got something to say or what?
I did hear you struggling, and I was going to say the assisted living community building survey, we'll have it online, and we'll also have hard copies for those who want to complete a copy there.
And what's the purpose
Saved
of the survey?
By the sister.
The purpose of the survey is to determine whether or not we have enough interest for those in the healthcare field to consider opening some form of a facility here, be it assisted living, adult daycare, or what have you. We've been looking into that, and we have a group of sisters, and we're open to anyone else who wants to be in that on that committee to be a part of it. So that's what the survey is all about. And also to get an interest of those who may be just interested in starting a community and living in a Muslim community, are those of like mind, we should say. So that's what
the
survey.
In particular, in and around Muhammad Farms, specifically.
Right,
right. And in other rural areas in the South, generally. So we're just trying to find out what's the interest, and then we're going to have contact information so that we can then get with you after we've done the analysis and let you know what's going on, and then let's try to get something together. Because sooner or later, we got to do this thing. Sooner or later, alligator, you know, we got to do it somewhere. We got to have a Muslim community somewhere. And since we got a lot of retirees, we're retiring from all over the country. We're saying, look, why don't you come down here in Terrell County, Terrell County that we're about to clean up. That's another thing I'm going to tell y'all about when we're coming out to Savior's Day, but that we're trying to clean up, and we want to produce a community right around the farm so that we can secure the farm forever and also begin to build a community of believers and like-minded people showing that You can be righteous and live good and be prosperous all at the same time.
That's right.
It seems almost impossible, but that's the way it used to be before they brought us over here. All right? The only thing we're doing, we're not reinventing the wheel, but we're going to get the wheel out the damn woods that they hung up on a tree as they lynched our hopes and dreams. Now we're going to go in there in the woods and take it down and rebuild where it used to be, a heaven on earth, before these 6,000-year nuts roll up in amongst us and tore us up. So now,
and Dr. Ridge, we got a caller. We're down to a few last 4 minutes. Did somebody press it? If I go ahead and open their mic?
Yes.
Caller with the last four digits, 9068. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller with the last four digits, 9068. Going. God, I guess they were what you call mic shy. They must have hit it by accident. They hit the button again and turned it off, so they must have hit it by accident.
Oh, okay. How much time we got?
Down to the last 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, Sister Ann, you did a good job coming in there, saving being Brother Carlton. We were stumbling along, and here you come as a savior. So we can look good as we're going off the air. But we should show next week.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna be in Chicago, and we're gonna be busy. So we won't have a show next week. But then that week after, we're gonna have a show talking about the experience of Savior's Day.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, well.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you, sister. We thank Brother Richard for being on, giving us his time, his insight. And I want to hear my girl Gaina. Say it, sister. Sing it.